And now I would move on without any further ado to the last session for this morning's event, the third and last session, focusing on some cases of financial instruments which have been put in place at either a regional or multi-regional level, as we shall see. So Dr. Karen Minuti from the EAFRD Managing Authority at Friuli Venezia Giulia region, please, could you break the ice on this topic for this session? So over to you.
Thank you very much for your kind invitation to take part in this very interesting meeting. And thank you very much for giving me the opportunity as managing authority of the Rural Development Program to share with you some details about the experience of the Friuli Venezia Giulia region in the way in which it used its revolving fund as a financial instrument to actually use the EAFRD resources. Let's have a look at the presentation. Now, in order to make you understand what I'm going to talk about, the revolving fund, agricultural revolving fund, with a contribution of the EAFRD, started from the regional financial instrument which was already active, that is the agricultural revolving fund of our region. It is a revolving fund which has already been used for over 30 years. Actually, it was established at the beginning of the 1980s of the last century. It was so efficient and effective that the regional government actually passed a new law in 2016 in which it detected this financial instrument as the instrument to fund agricultural funding and investments. So thanks to this cooperation between the managing authority and the regional government, this financial instrument has now been completely configured. The agreement lays out the functions, the roles of the financial intermediaries, so basically all the various facts and data that are needed so that this financial instrument can be actually used in the best possible way. Basically, it is about giving funding to agricultural enterprises and enterprises in the agri-food sector of the Friuli Venezia Giulia region in order to achieve the goals established by the European Union in terms of rural development, with particular reference to priority number 2, to strengthen the viability of agricultural firms, and also priority number 3, that is closely related to the food supply chain in the agricultural field. What are the types of intervention that can be supported by this revolving fund? Well, the ones that have to do with the investments for the improvement of performance and competitiveness of farms and for a more efficient use of water in farming. And also investments for processing, marketing and development of agricultural products. Here, I'd like to go back to the fact that the beneficiary of these measures of the Rural Development Program is not the agricultural entrepreneur, but rather the financial instrument itself. The financial instrument delivers loans to agricultural enterprises, enterprises in the agri-food sector, but also to associations of farmers, which basically are the final recipients of the loan. So this means that considering the grant, well, the grant is such that much attention is focused on the entrepreneurship, so to speak, of the various agricultural enterprises, the entrepreneurial spirit. Previous presentations mentioned the importance of the entrepreneurship of the agricultural enterprises, as well as, of course, the bankability of the supported projects. Now, let's have a look at the main features of this fund, which was activated within the framework of the Rural Development Plan. The loans are granted at zero interest. the recipient companies fully repay the loan received in half-yearly installments. So the repaid sums can be reused for other loans. Another feature is the fact that the fund adds own resources to the financial instrument. So the revolving fund adds own resources to the financial instrument in order to ensure a very high leverage. The table shows data as of last October. The Rural Development Programme had 16.1 million euros. Well, the fund integrated this amount with its own resources in order to finance various types of investments for an amount of almost 77 million euros. So the ratio is 1:5. And this was already included in the financing agreement, which required the participation that should be at least as equal, as much as in, at the same level as the EAFRD. So as of October 2020, the enterprises received 440 loans. Let's move on to the next slide. This is my last slide. A slide that is about the role of these financial intermediaries. As I said at the beginning, the financial intermediaries, that is, the banks which actually deliver the loan funds, are the subjects which play an essential role in the success of the financial instruments. In our case, there was one specificity, that is, all the subjects within the region could decide whether they wanted to participate in the financial intermediary, of course, according to the specific criteria. And so the assessment was made on the basis of the European legislation. And at the beginning, there were three banks that decided to sign the agreement, and then another one joined the group at a later stage. The financial agreement also establishes the possibility for the financial intermediaries to add an integration for the amount that is then delivered to the agricultural enterprises up to 50%, thus further increasing the leverage effect of the EAFRD contribution. There's one point that I skipped, as a matter of fact. The financial intermediaries deliver the loans by using the capital that is made available by the fund. Finally, the financial intermediaries have the risk bearing for all the operations, and they also reimburse the EAFRD loan fund in case of bankruptcy or failure of the financial recipient, in the case of financial recipient default, that is. Of course, it is necessary to make an assessment of the operational and financing capability of these recipients throughout the process, and everything was evaluated and assessed also on the basis of the previous history. As I said before, and also as mentioned by Mr. Blasi at the beginning of his presentation, all of this made it possible to promote the success of this financial instrument. And we can only hope that in the future it will be possible to continue working in the same way during the next programming phase. Well, I would really very much like to talk to Mr. Blasi now. We're not going to have a coffee break, unfortunately, now, because this is a remote meeting. But if there was a coffee break, I would like to go and talk to Mr. Blasi in order to ask him what it is possible to do in order to take advantage of the experiences of the regional government. I'll stop here. Thank you very much for your attention.